we'll go back. That's awesome. All right. Evan Murwitz, a founder, optimistic opinion on self-driving cars being safer. We've been encouraging your inspiring to this gal. Look, I mean, I really believe that we can build technology today that can improve people's lives in the future. And it's not just, you know, the apps and things that we build now that we can roll out in the next 6 months. It's, I think that if you look at really deep issues in society, you know, I think one of the ways that we've always made economic progress is just by building new tools, right? Whether that was to make farming better, there's a lot there, or all kinds of different things. And, you know, if you look at the problem of health, I think both in terms of being able to cure diseases, being able to prevent them from happening in the first place, or being able to prevent harm from happening to people from car accidents and other accidents and violence, you know, I think we're not only going to make it so people have live healthier and safer lives over time, but we're going to make it a lot more affordable. And that's a really big deal, because right now when you look at what's going on in the country, I mean, one of the big issues in the healthcare debate is that everything just costs so much. And, you know, long term, one of the big things that needs to happen is that this needs to all be made more efficient and affordable so everyone can get good healthcare. And I think that one of the ways that you do that is through working on things like AI. That's certainly not going to be the only answer. There are limits to how far that can go. You're going to need scientists and a lot of other talented folks working on this as well to find those cures and then bring them out to the world. But I don't know. I'm fundamentally an optimist. I think that we can lay the foundation today for a lot of things that that, you know, 10, 20 years in the future are going to be a lot better than they are now. All right, let's see. What else are people? What else is going on here? Simon Show. Let's see. Most successful entrepreneurs talk about difficult downs. However, it seems like you never had them. Is that true? For example, your friends at Harvard. No, I had real problems, especially early on. I told the story during Harvard commencement, which was that we went through this period early on. I just didn't do a good job of explaining to people at the company what we were trying to do, what our mission was, what our purpose was, what we were trying to do. So we got to this point where even though, you know, the company was doing fine, like a lot of everyone in the company thought we should sell the company and give up on trying to build our own thing and trying to connect more people around the world. And it got so contentious that in 2006, after I decided not to sell the company, in the next year and a half, every single person on our management team left. And I mean, that's great news. Some of them left on their own because their relationships just weren't good. Some of them I had to fire and rebuild the team. But I mean, just think about that. You're trying to build this company. We had more than, I think it was about 10 million people were using the product at the time. And the whole management team of the company left, right? It didn't want to continue building the company. They wanted to sell the company. So that was really dramatic. And I mean, at the time, I was, you know, 22 or 23 years old. So I didn't have a lot of experience running a company. And that was a really hard thing emotionally. Right? And I just went through this whole thing where I just, you know, I felt like I was a kid, right? Like, I don't know anything about running a company. I mean, maybe all these people think we should sell the company and give up on this dream of trying to connect everyone around the world. Maybe they're right. But I really cared about what we were doing, so I hung on. And that of course, ended up being the right thing to do, but that was a really hard situation. Now, you asked about some of the other stuff. You know, there are a bunch of comments and things that people ask about relating to, you know, what I did at Harvard and that social network movie that came out. It's really surprising to me how much to this day people actually think that what is in this movie was it got started with that. So that's kind of disappointing, but, you know, that's okay. I think over time, that won't matter that much. All right. Kamau Wa Juku, do you think we can resolve the healthcare crisis, technology devices, that can monitor blood pressure and making chats? I mean, look, I think that healthcare is really complicated. Science is really complicated. People suffer from a lot of different things. So it's not one single advance that is going to help out here. There are lots of different things that we need to do to advance the field of science and, you know, make progress on heart disease and cancer and neurodegenerative diseases and infectious diseases, make it so people don't get into car accidents, you know, harm themselves, there's violence, you know, help work on mental health. There are all these different facets of that. And so, yeah, I mean, I think better monitoring of people, right? I mean, making it so that you have probes or have better sense of what's going on in your body. I think we'll get that in the future. You know, it's one of the things that's kind of crazy. You think about driving a car. Think about how well instrumented a car is. There are hundreds of probes measuring every single system, yet we have nothing like that for our body to know when something is going wrong. So, you know, do I think that's going to change in the future? Yeah. I mean, I think we'll want that to give us early warnings. That, you know, how you build that technology, I think, is going to be tricky because, you know, any kind of probe that's going to be in your body is obviously, there's a lot of sensitivity and complexity around designing that, so it doesn't end up being causing issues inside your body. But yeah, that's one thing that's good. But then, you know, once you know what's going on, you still need to go and treat the disease and be able to prevent them in the first place. So this is a long process. I think we will likely be working on this mission of helping to cure and prevent diseases for many decades to come. So there's a lot to do there. All right. Well, anyhow, for those of you who are tuning in, we're talking about some bigger issues like curing and preventing diseases, but we're also just grilling. So now we're here in my backyard in Palo Alto. We've got the general offset smoker. I've got a couple of briskets going on that. And then over here on the big green egg, I have a couple of racks of baby back ribs, which are going to be delicious. And we're I think maybe 3-4 hours away from eating them. And I'm looking forward to that. All right. So what else is going on? What are you? One of the reasons why I love doing this episode, I'm sitting out here waiting for the meat to get up to temperature, and it's really fun to just you know, see people around the world tune in and hear what you're thinking about and answer your questions. All right, let's see. Gene Clark Ridd is my favorite. Yeah. I think, you know, I think ribs are probably my favorite. All right, let's see what else. Initiative project to help us have free access to the internet. You know, we're actually working on this. At Facebook, we've created this program, internet.org, and over the last few years, we've helped more than 50 million people get access to the internet. So it's one of the most successful connectivity programs, I think, that anyone has ever tried. And it's live, I think, in about 60 countries now. And it's more than 50 million people. So here in the UK or abroad. Yeah, I mean, in general, I think that we don't spend enough on researching cures and preventions for diseases. Today, we spend more than 50 times as much treating people who are sick as we spend trying to find cures so people don't get sick in the first place. And, you know, if you believe that everyone was always just eventually going to get sick, then I don't know, maybe you'd want to put almost all your resources towards just treating people and trying to do the best that you can. But in a world where technological and scientific progress are just increasing at such a fast rate, and we're able to cure more things, you know, every decade than we were before, I think that there's a really good argument for putting more of our resources and investment into trying to do research and try to cure more diseases today, rather than just only investing in treatment. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot more that I think we should be doing that we're not doing today. All right. Okay. Let's see. Harsh Sicken, I'm in Harvard's Intro to Cancer class. The issue with cancer is also that it's not really a single pathology. It requires a distributed approach to understanding and tackling the various oncogenes. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I don't think that, you know, this focus on trying to cure and prevent all diseases is not, you know, there are lots of different diseases, and even within the big bucket, right, so you have heart disease and you have neurodegenerative diseases and cancers and infectious diseases, there are lots of different ones that are going to need different approaches. There are going to be some things in common. Like some of the technology and approaches that we're going to be able to use are going to apply to helping with a lot of them. So for example, you think about the CRISPR and gene editing research that's been done recently. I mean, certainly that's going to help out with a lot of different therapies and different solutions. But yeah, it's a big problem. This is why I don't think we should expect that it's going to get solved in a couple of years. It's going to take decades, many decades. It's not going to take 10 years, or probably 20, but I do believe that if you look at 50, 60 years, we should be able to make a huge amount of progress on that. But that's only going to happen if we invest the right amount in it now. So that's why I'm so focused on that. All right, let's see. Mahmoud from Guinea in West Africa strongly encourage you regarding your effort to expanding internet and making it more affordable. Thanks. Yeah, no, we have a lot more to do. You know, we're actually live with the internet.org program in the majority of African countries at this point, but there's still a lot of people who don't have access to the internet, so there's a lot more work to do there. Heidi Esperez, I've just booked a 100-pound pig. Us Filipinos, we roasted and turning it around on live charcoal. No, I was actually just reading a comment about someone else who is smoking a pig or sharing their experience with me as I'm smoking a brisket and ribs. So at least the ribs come from a pig, so that's part of it. But no, I'm just smoking some pieces here. Sorry, let's see. Reading the comments. All right, Jacob Aldridge. Would it be beneficial to allow people to let Facebook fold proteins like Study at Home used to? Or that way we can use our hardware, like our phones and computers, for distributed problem solving. I think you probably could do something like that, although, you know, rather than just having it work in the background of Facebook, I think you'd probably want a separate app for that. And there how to best produce different enzymes and different things in the body. But, you know, these days, I think a lot more can be done with just with a dedicated effort of, you know, 10 or 20 really good engineers, especially, you know, focused on all the advances that are happening in AI, focusing on trying to solve a scientific problem. So that's part of what we're trying to do with the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. We're building this really good engineering team to go work on social change problems, right? So often you can get a lot of really good engineers to go build a company, right? So to work on something like Facebook or Google, but if you want to get a lot of really good world-class engineers to go work on education or science problems, that ends up being a lot harder. So that's what the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative is trying to do, and we are focused on that problem. All right, let's look through some more questions here. Thank you. All the points are in there.
Thank you.
While